Welcome to Healing Generations, a podcast creating a dialogue uplifting the importance of healing, strengthening, and supporting our communities, and that addresses the disparities and inequities in communities of color. Healing Generations is brought to you by the Healing Generations Institute, a collaborative initiative of the National Compadres Network and the Brotherhood of Elders. Be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on our new releases.
Blessings to all of you, and welcome. This is Jerry Tail with the Healing Generations Podcast and the Healing Generations Institute, and we want to welcome you to this series for the new year. Those of you that listened last year recognize, and we have a whole host of sessions that have been recorded, and those that are barely joining now, we welcome you as we begin this new year. And we want to start off this new year in a way of regrounding and recentering ourselves and refocusing ourselves. And so we will invite you to listen to a meditation. If you're driving, you probably shouldn't listen to this. Find yourself a comfortable space, a comfortable time. And myself and Susana Armijo, Maestra Susana Armijo, will be guiding you through a healing meditation that will include, teachings and sounds and just a guided time for you to refocus and maybe vision for the new year and maybe let some things go so that you can begin this new year in a good way, in a way that that is more grounded and more healing and more centered. We hope you enjoy this this healing meditation. Thank you very much. Klasu kamale. Begin with this heartbeat. We invite you to take a deep, deep breath in through your nose, all the way down. Feel your stomach. Hold it. And release. That sacred breath that we draw honor to our mothers that held us for those 9 months and gave us that breath, gave us that heartbeat, gave us their blood. And then the magic, the blessing, when we came into this world and everyone waited, the ancestors waited, our relatives waited, the universe waited for us to take that sacred breath. So let's take that sacred breath once again. Release it. And as you breathe, we invite you to get comfortable, to relax in whatever way. If this is your first time, that I just share with you that you don't have to do anything but just relax, just be. If you choose to sit, we ask that you sit and sit up straight with your spine straight up so that circulation can come through. We ask that you look straight ahead with a little bit of please closing your eyes or gazing just like you're looking at the sunrise out there. And if you choose to lay down, lay all the way down. Let your body touch Mother Earth that way. And with every breath, allow yourself to sink into Tonantzin, Mother Earth, that great mother that holds us. And we begin right now by taking a very deep, deep breath and release. Thank you. And as you release, we ask for permission tonight from all our ancestors, all our relations of all people, of all races, of all ways. We ask the ancestors to come join us. Recall your grandmother, your great-grandmother, great-grandfather, those ancestors that came before. And you may have never met them, but they're in your soul, they're in your spirit. Invite them to join you tonight. Invite them to be your companion. Invite them to bring their wisdom, to bring their healing medicine. Invite them in this circle. We give thanks for all those ancestors that have come before us, that have taught us these ways, give us this medicine, give us these teachings. And we invite you to bring your sacred medicine from your culture, from your ways, your prayer ways, your sacred ways right now into your presence, to light whatever medicine you have there, to bring the spirit of all our relations. We give thanks for all those relations from the earth to the sun, to that beautiful wind spirit that we will breathe tonight, that beautiful water spirit of the feminine who comes through us, to the grandmother moon that we ask, she brings the tranquility in us. We give thanks for all those things. And finally, we give thanks for ourselves. And tonight, we take a little bit of time for ourselves as we take that sacred breath way deep in and release. And as you begin to breathe in your own rhythm, because all of us have our own sacred rhythm, because we all have our own sacred breath and our own sacred purpose, find your rhythm, find your breath. And if you find yourself getting distracted, find your mind taking you someplace else, just breathe in again and let go. Let go of anything that's distracting you, anything that's pulling you away right now of getting connected with that sacredness within yourself. We give thanks for this time, for this moment, for all our relations, those of every direction, from that east, from that south, from that north, from that west, from up above, from up below us, and right in the center, where all of us, of all people, of all races, of all ways are connected. Inklokenawake. We breathe very deeply and release very deeply. As we begin this journey, we ask you to journey with us tonight. Feel that drum, the heartbeat of that love that connects us in our heart. Bring that love into you. And with every sacred breath, allow yourself to relax just a little bit more. And as you continue breathing very deeply, we call to that sacred energy of that female spirit. That female spirit of our mothers, our grandmothers, of our great-grandmothers, that feminine energy that always heals us. And we invite you to find a safe place, and maybe it's in a beautiful garden or someplace where you can be, allow your spirit to go there as we invite and listen. That beautiful, beautiful feminine energy of the raindrops, the beautiful rain. As you breathe very deeply, allow those raindrops, the beautiful water, to touch the top of your head. And as it touches the top of your head, allow those muscles in the top of your head just to release and relax. And let go. We move down to our eyebrows and allow your eyebrows just to release let go. And as we take, breathe very deeply again, we allow our cheekbones then to be a little softer, a little gentler, to move down to our jaw. Open your jaw just a little bit and take a deep breath in. Release. Relax the muscles in your jaw. Release the tension there as that rain comes through the back of our neck and to our shoulders. And as it touches our shoulders, move your shoulders just a little bit just to release that tension. To release those things that you carry every day, those people that you carry every day, those worries that you carry every day. And with a deep, deep breath, breathe out. Allow your shoulders to drop, allow them to relax, release everything and everyone. It brings us down to our chest area. As we take a deep breath into our chest, we open our chest very wide and very open like the wings of a bird. And release now and let go. We bring that wind, that breath down into our heart chakra. We breathe into our heart where there's love, where there's unconditional love. Allow the muscles in our hearts to relax, to be able to receive love and to feel love, and allow us to be able to give love in that way too, to ourselves first and to all our relations. And as we take a deep, deep breath, we breathe way down deep on our stomachs, feel our stomachs way high, and then release. And let the tension in our stomach allow our bodies to digest and release and stop working right now and just relax. Let go. As we bring that wind of our breath down. And bring it down into our area right there in the lower back where we carry a lot of tension. A lot of times we carry tension in that lower back and it comes down to our sciatica. Imagine that wind breath massaging that area. Imagine those raindrops cleansing anything that's stuck there and let go. And as our wind and our breath comes down to our thighs, we give thanks for those thighs and our legs that carry us every day. And we allow those raindrops to massage our thighs and relax them and take out any tension that's there. And down to our knees that allow us to bend and to be flexible. Let the water raindrops massage those knees so we can be flexible during this time of uncertainty. To be flexible in this time of unknowing. To be flexible with our children that sometimes are running around and we wish they would sit down. To be flexible with our spouses and those people that are with us all day long now. To be flexible with ourselves and release the expectations that we have. That we allow that breath to come down to our calf areas. Our calf where our Achilles is, our Achilles tendon, and sometimes our Achilles heel is what gets us. Those things that we don't pay attention to allow to heal. Those things that stop us from walking, that stop us from moving. And right now is the time in which we are supposed to stop. And reflect. And prepare for this transformation, this transition. Accept what the universe is teaching us, the lessons that our ancestors are giving us about staying still, The lessons our grandmothers taught us about washing our hands. The lessons that our people have taught us about staying distant when we need to. But all these traditions and these ways that our ancestors have experienced when they've been away from their relatives, of knowing that prayers and spirit and energy can travel miles, and that we can be connected in our spirit, be connected in our prayers, be connected in our traditions, be connected in our songs. So let's breathe, let's pray, let's dance. Let's laugh, let's have fun. And so we bless our feet that allow us to dance, allow us to move, those sacred feet. And as we take a deep, deep breath, all the way from the top of our head, down to our toes, and breathe it deep, and let go. Invite you to continue breathing and relaxing and find your sacred space. To breathe and find that sacred space. And in that sacred space that you are, you're going to invite Grandmother Ocean to come visit us. Allow that ocean to heal you. I invite you to feel any tension in your body, anything that is stuck, any place that you're holding anything of sorrow, of resentment, of fear, that you allow that Grandmother Ocean to sweep it away. We invite you to allow your body and give yourself permission to let go. Right now, especially of fear and of uncertainty. We invite you to be like the ocean and just go with the waves. Yeah.
Nancy, to Nancy. Yeah, to Nancy. Lasso kamate to Nancy. Yeah. Oh, Creator, we give thanks. We give thanks to all our relations. Yeah. Continue to breathe. You find that sacredness. Reconnect with that heartbeat. We hear the wisdom of our ancestors that remind us that they've been here before. They've traveled these roads. That they've had these tests before. And all those prayers, all those sacrifices, all those dreams, all those traditions, all that medicine that they handed down to us, so that we would be prepared. And they remind us that through it all, they are right here with us. So let's invite our ancestors to speak to us. A message, a feeling, a song, some words, some healing. What do we hear from our ancestors? One message that always was sent to us by those elders, by my grandma, by all the old ones, is that message that we are a blessing. And what we know in our indigenous ways is that we are sacred just the way we are. And that sacredness that we have is within us. Sense of us being a blessing is within us. But first we must know it and acknowledge it, believe it, and then live it. And once we have it within us, then it's our responsibility to share it. So those who are around us, our children, our companions, our family members, our co-workers, and all those people around, it is time to share the message of that blessing. And as we sit here in this blessing time, we also take a moment as we listen to that beautiful rainwater. We take a moment to call to mind and to call to spirit all those relatives that have crossed over, that have died, that have left this world and become ancestors. Let's acknowledge them in our spirit. Let's grieve for them in our spirit. Let's honor them in our spirit and invite them to join us on this journey. We need them. We need their assurance. We need their wisdom. We need their blessing. We also call to mind all those that are working very hard to help us get through, those first responders. Doctors, nurses, teachers, grocery workers, farm workers, truck drivers, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, children, older brothers, sisters, all those that are helping right now. Nurses, doctors, the healers. Call to mind all our indigenous people that are praying, offering ceremonies. We call to mind all our relatives that are behind bars, that are locked up. We call to mind all those that are hurting, that are suffering, that are looking for food and shelter. We ask the universe to bring compassion in the heart of all those that have the ability to bring food and shelter and healing. And we put this in the hands of the universe. All of us have a time in which we want to move, but now we recognize that we don't control the time, that the universe controls the time. And so we take a very deep breath for all these intentions. And we ask that the universe and that great creator that we believe in, whoever, what name you call, that wondrous one, that great spirit, that energy, we ask for healing, for protection, for health and well-being. And now we're going to take 7 sacred breaths. Honor those 7 sacred directions. First breath. Take way down deep. Way down deep in the pit of our stomach to that first chakra. Clear that energy. I ask you to breathe way deep, deep breath down, way deep. Release and let go. Carry a lot of tension in that area way down deep, that first chakra area. That second breath we're going to tape down in that stomach area where all our digestion flows, and some of us are holding so tight onto things we can't allow things to flow through. We're all stopped up. Fear will hold us. Let's take a deep breath down in that stomach area and clear that area so that we can nourish ourselves and it can come through us and we can release what we need to release and hold on to what we need to hold on in terms of blessings and teachings. Let's take a deep, deep breath. Let go. Third breath we're going to take into our heart area. And some of us are hurting, some of us are in sorrow right now, some of us are in mourning, some of us are in fear. And with this breath, we're going to release the energy that we don't need to hold on to those things and give it to Creator, give it to God, give it to Ometeotl, give it to the universe. And so we can bring love and acceptance into where we're at right now. The first step of healing is acknowledgement and acceptance. So let's bring that love energy to where we are right now and what we're going through and to all our relations. We need to breathe around that heart that sometimes is sorrowful, sometimes is mourning. There's nothing wrong with mourning and being sorrowful, but at the same time, let's mourn and be sorrowful or do whatever we're doing with love, with that sense of love. Let's take a deep breath. Release. And now into our chest area, where we breathe, and sometimes we're holding on to that fear, to the anxiety so much that we can't even breathe. So we're going to take a deep breath in, and when you take the breath in, you're going to open your shoulders way up and clear that area so you can breathe very deeply. Release. You have to give your body permission to do that. Let's feed our faith and not feed our fear in this breath. Let's have faith that within us and within all of our ways and of all of our traditions, that the healing medicine is there. Let's believe in that. Let's know that. And let's breathe into that. Let's breathe into our chest area. Open up. And let go. And now we're going to breathe into our head area, to that area where we sometimes think too much, try and plan too much, try and control too much. Now is a time in which we have to flow. We have to surrender. So we're going to take all those logical thoughts and those logical planning things that we can't plan right now, because the universe is teaching us about surrendering and about flowing. So as we take a breath into our head area, we're going to clear that area so we can have clear thoughts. We can have thoughts built on faith and built on surrendering and flowing with that life. Let's take a deep breath into our head. Clear it up. Let it go. In this last breath, we're going to take up to the top of our head, all the way through, so that our dreams can come through in a good way. Some of us are dreaming more than we've ever dreamed. But let the dreams be that of light. Then let the dreams come with teachings for us. Let the dreams open up that vision. Let us imagine a world that is really about honor, about respect of all people, about love of all people, about dignity for all, where abundance is there. And we take care of one another. And all the divisions and the lines are erased. Let us, as we dream, commit as well to walk this way and to talk this way and advocate for all people, so that all people are interconnected and belong, that everyone feels welcome and feels blessed, and everyone feels sacred just the way they are. So with this breath, we're going to clear that way to imagine a world not of the old normal, but of the normal that we create that's based on everyone being sacred, everyone being a blessing, based on love, based on truth, based on dignity, based on respect, based on honor, and based on trust. Let's take a deep breath in to reimagine. Clear the way. This next breath we take for all our relations and everyone connected to us, for all our relatives. We ask for prayer and healing, protection, and gratitude, and harmony, and laughter, and joy. All of those things for all our relations. Let's take a deep breath for all of our relations. Go. And this next breath is for all those that need prayers, that need healing, that need blessing. And we send out prayers for all those that need prayers and need that healing and need that medicine right now. Let's take a deep breath. Release the energy. And this final breath is that breath that we started with when we came into the universe. This breath is for us, our unique breath, our sacred breath. We take this breath for ourselves, and if we take this breath, we commit to honor ourselves and love ourselves and be healthy ourselves and to protect ourselves and to shelter in place and do what we need to do to protect ourselves and heal ourselves, but so that we can serve others and serve our sacred purpose. It's not about being selfish, it's about self-love, so that we can be one with the universe and we can fulfill our sacred purpose in a sacred way. Let's take this breath for ourselves. Release. On behalf of all those that Brotherhood Elders, National Compadres Network, National Comadres Network, all those that are connected to us in any way, and all those that are just connecting to us now, those under the guise of the Healing Generations Institute, we thank you. We thank you for all those prayers. We thank you for your presence right now. We thank you for your energy. We thank you for honoring yourselves. We ask that you continue to bless yourselves, continue the healing. Stay connected with us. Share with us your thoughts, what you need, how we can be of better service to you. We offer this in a good way, honoring all people of all ways, of all races, of all prayer ways. We ask your forgiveness if we have offended anyone in this process. Try to be inclusive, to include all people of all genders, of all ways. We offer this in a good way. We offer you blessings in Clokenawake, that sacredness. And we offer you this blessing song to carry us off. Hey, 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 you. Father, we thank you. We ask for blessings for all people, for all our relations created tonight, today, and forever. We thank you for this sacred time, for this sacred medicine, for this sacred traditions. We thank you, Creator. We thank all people of all ways. Thank the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, those winged, Mother, all those, Creator. Until next time. Let's all sing together. Hey, ah, hey, ah, yo. Send blessings. Hey, ah, hey, ah. Send healing. Hey, ah, hey, ah, yo. 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 Hey, ah.
For more information about Healing Generations and the Healing Generations Institute, visit nationalcompadresnetwork.org and be sure to subscribe to stay up to date with our new releases.